This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'll tell you what, we'll get on Canada in just a minute. I want to talk a little bit about this Remington thing. And this is a new thing. I mean, I've got Paloma Capana coming on the show tomorrow, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, which she kept copious notes for that. And that's been, you know, it's been a little bit since Sandy Hook 2012. And I want to talk about the Remington thing. Now, Remington did not agree to pay $73 million to the plaintiffs. Remington's insurance company did. And the premise behind this, you know, they keep talking about the advertising campaign. In the exact detail of that heinous crime, Adam Lanza's mom bought the gun. So there's strike one, because Adam Lanza is the killer. He, you know, everything that happened happened because of him, not because of some name brand of a gun, not because of anything, but primarily because of him. The tool he may or may not have used, which he used an AR-15, no doubt about it, is irrelevant. The fact that he committed the crime shows a breakdown in a few areas. Now, and it's been a while since I looked at this, but if memory serves, I think Adam Lanza's, both of his parents were divorced, and he lived with his mom. And his mom had guns. Now, I'm trying to be nice here. I'm going to be trying to be nice, even though she sort of missed a few things. Adam Lanza's mom was the first victim that day. She was shot in the head while taking a nap. Adam Lanza knew how to access the gun safe. So we had safe storage already in place. This is in Connecticut, which is not exactly, you know, gun central. And we knew that Adam Lanza lived his life a lot with video games. But here's the thing about the premise, which is, once again, advertising. And let me tell you something. If advertising worked that good, any of you that have listened to this show long enough have heard the sponsors that come and go, like Nighthawk's no longer a sponsor. If advertising worked that good, I would never lose a sponsor. Advertising, buying advertising, using advertising, that's a business. Anybody that's going to make a product is going to advertise. And getting out there and saying that the AR-15 is this uberly developed weapon is really missing the point. It is not a weapon of war in any stretch of the imagination. Somebody had issued me a AR-15 when I was in the Army, I would have probably beat them over the head with said AR-15. Because we needed that selector switch. We needed that full auto capability. Not as a rule of thumb, but it was nice to have it. And that was the specification, right? So my question becomes, what happened in this courtroom to where they decided, because you can't get out there and say it was the advertising campaign that was irresponsible unless you can prove that Adam Lanza saw the advertising campaign, which they can't prove, and begged Mom to go out and buy this Bushmaster rifle. And it didn't matter who made the rifle. Okay, it just happened to be Bushmaster. And that all of that was lost in the subterfuge of AR-15 bad. I mean, I just heard the news. I was listening to the news. It was the gun that was used to kill 20 children. Yes, it was. And that's unfortunate. However, getting out there and stating it in such a case takes the focus off of the bad guy. Aren't we sort of upset already with these Sorosian DAs doing that, taking the focus off of the bad guy, making them a victim? I know that the relatives of all of that, you know, the faculty that were killed, the children that were murdered, I know they're seeking justice. And now they've got $73 million from Remington, and that won't change a thing for them, unfortunately. There is no closure to this. We have done nothing at this point to safeguard a school. The fact that we have not had another Sandy Hook, another Virginia Tech, another Columbine is pure dumb luck, because we have done nothing. You know, where they have the FASTER program in Ohio and everything, they got rid of that as far as how big and widespread it was. The parents of the children that go to school today, I don't think I could do that. I don't know what I would do, but I mean, dropping my child off at school would cause me so much worry over the course of a day. Remington doesn't exist anymore. This was their insurers trying to, you know. And listen, insurance has got a lot of money in it. When I was asking somebody one time back in 2010, what would survive in the event of a complete and total societal breakdown financially, he said insurance. Because when you think about insurance, you've always got a bigger pool paying in than you do paying out. And it's just a constant revolution, you know, constant recycling of funds coming in. So when they do have to make a payout, well, you know, that taps into it for a minute, but it'll be back. Because we'll just go create new business and replace that and get back into the status quo. Second Amendment was done no favors in this settlement. And This is a bad precedent. You know, right now, and I'll talk about this later, but I mean, Biden tried to gain a little traction off of it today. He proposed some more gun control on the anniversary. And, of course, it was the anniversary of Parkland, and that's going nowhere. That's going nowhere. Gun control is effectively dead for the most part because of less police and Sorosian DAs letting people back out on the street. But now, when we get back, we'll segue to Canada, because Canada is what the left wants. They want what Trudeau's about to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Pro, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Well, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has done what everybody really wants to do. Well, he wants to do what the left wants to do anyway. He's going to use state power to crush those with whom they disagree. It's not enough to just accept people with differing opinions. They got to go. The Canadian Freedom Convoy has been going strong for days. They set up shop in Ottawa. They were on the Ambassador Bridge before police cleared them out during the Super Bowl. Trudeau simply could not just roll back all the COVID mandates since no one cares about them. No one is following them. The pandemic is over. We have therapeutics. We have vaccines. It's a virus with a 99%+ survival rate. End the madness. Instead, they declared war. He's declared war on his own people. Enacting the Emergency Act. Now, don't worry. We're not going to see the military used in this case. Because one Canadian lawyer saw through this. Because we're now in the 21st century, and state power and the abuse doesn't look, it doesn't have to look like Tiananmen Square anymore. It doesn't have to be tanks rolling in anymore. Instead, you have a digital tank in the form of the government taking all of your stuff. And the Trudeau government announced that this act allows them to seize people's assets without a warrant. And you know, if you didn't already know that, you heard me right. The working man's entire bank account can be raided by the government if it feels you're supporting a cause it doesn't like. Chrystia Freeland, a former Reuters journalist, who is now the Minister of Finance and Deputy Prime Minister, announced this draconian action yesterday. But on Twitter, Trudeau said, it's now clear that responsible leadership requires us to do this. We will always defend the rights of Canadians to peaceful assembly and freedom of expression. He also put out there, we do this in the country to encourage peaceful protest, but we do not accept people who come in and curtail other people's freedoms, which is basically government. You know? It's basically government they're talking about there, because they are the ones curtailing people's freedoms, not truckers. So, the Trudeau administration is going to freeze crowdfunding institutions, cryptocurrency transactions, corporate and personal bank accounts that support the Canadian truckers. For those of you who wondered why they were always pushing a cashless society, now you know. Having all of your money in the bank, while on one hand, yeah, you can use Apple Pay, and you can use Amazon Pay, and you can use your debit card and all these other things. You can make these electronic transactions. That also means that you physically do not have your money. You have an agreement with a bank to keep your money there, I guess so you don't have to keep up with it. But then in the meantime, the government can come into that same bank and say, we're looking for so-and-so. This is his social security number. Do you have anything? And then if they find that, they can freeze your account. And then you don't have any money anymore. However much you might have had, $5 million, it's frozen. We get this. We are broadening the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist financing rules, which is basically them saying, we're doing what they did down there in the States in 2020 with the election law. Now, I was never worried about the Canadians putting troops in the street, you know. But Trudeau's just authorizing banks to unilaterally freeze your account on the basis of suspicion alone. No court order required. with legal immunity. And that can actually be more dangerous than the military taken to the street. Now, like I said, this is the 21st century, and there are other means to put pressure on people. The need for mass police and military raids to neutralize opponents of the state are over. And when you think about it, social media has replaced a lot of weapons in a lot of cases with the right people. One bad social media review or something can destroy a person, and we no longer need bullets to assassinate leaders in this era. Now they're referring to Trudeau as Justin Castro. And as we watch our neighbors to the north develop, as they devolve into fascism, the one thing that hasn't changed is the fight coming out of the truckers. And they're going to continue to fight. Because they are, truckers are the blood of commerce. Without them out there on the roads, which are the veins and the arteries by which this commerce can flow and get to its various points to be used and consumed, there is no commerce if they're not moving. And no, they're not a band of Nazis, to be sure. They had one independent media person that went out there and actually talked to the people and found out that they were white people and black people and Sikhs. Men, women, you name it. They're lending their support for the end of the mandate madness that's consumed Trudeau's government. In Ottawa, they vowed to not leave until normalcy is returned. Now, not only can their rigs be towed, but the flow of monies will certainly be cut, leading to the possibility that some of these guys could freeze as their trucks run out of gas, among other things. Ontario's government has tried to stem the flow of donations, but failed. And now, because some people disagree with Justin, the government hammer came crashing down. So, is this the model of the future? I don't know. This is why Trump had to go. Deep state knew it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Families of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have now agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against the maker of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. Remington, which made the AR-15 style rifle used in the massacre, also agreed to allow the families to release numerous documents obtained during the lawsuit, including ones showing how it marketed the weapon. The families and a survivor of the shooting sued Remington in 2015, saying the company company should have never sold such a dangerous weapon to the public. They said their focus now is on preventing future mass shootings. An American research team believes that they've cured HIV in a woman for the first time. These scientists used a cutting-edge stem cell transplant method they expect will expand the pool of people who can receive similar treatment. As of now, researchers only know of two women whose own immune systems apparently vanquished the virus. This is USA Radio News. The federal trial in the Ahmaud Arbery case is now underway. With that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
Opening arguments have begun in the federal hate crimes trial of the three Georgia men charged in connection with the death of Ahmaud Arbery, the black jogger whose 2020 shooting fueled protests and calls for racial justice. Travis McMichael, his father Greg McMichael, and their neighbor William Rhody Bryan were already convicted during a state murder trial and sentenced to life in prison last month. Only Bryan will have the possibility of parole, but he must serve 30 years before he even has that chance. The federal trial will focus on whether race was a motivating factor in Arbery's killing. From the New York Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
One person has been found dead as authorities search for an airplane carrying eight people that crashed off the North Carolina coast. A Pilatus PC-12 crashed 4 miles east of Drum Inlet, according to the Coast Guard. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are continuing to investigate. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, what we're seeing right now in Canada is what I'm kind of thinking this is the end run here. This is everything up to this point. You have to understand, it's been an information operation. When they got out there and told you, well, we have to be 6 feet apart, nobody said, why? We just took their word for it. When they first said, well, you don't need to wear a mask. And then they said, but now you need to wear a mask. Nobody said, well, what changed your mind? Then, when we were told, well, we didn't want to cause a shortage in the health industry while you idiots were buying masks, we just said, oh, okay. So now, here we are, you know, new state of emergency in Canada. This would be a very rough road to hoe here. There would be quite a few problems here. But, you know, when you've got places like El Salvador looking at you saying, hey, I thought you guys were the epitome of democracy and all these other things, and obviously you are not. You have no... There's no, you know, you've lost all credibility. Well, that's problematic. This is a member of NATO doing this. So, he's saying the scope of the measures would be time-limited, reasonable, and proportionate, and would not see the military deployed. That's not much of a... You know, that's not much of a stretch there, Justin. And then the Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, said they would be able to freeze personal accounts of anyone linked with the protest without any need. Vehicle insurance of anyone involved with the demonstrations could be suspended. We're just going to create, you know, what you're doing that's legal today that you paid for, we're taking that all away. And they are likening... These protesters who were just driving trucks and shutting down cities, which is protest. That's what protests do. They get in the way. They're doing this under the broadening of the terrorist financing rules. And this declaration sets a very dangerous precedent whereby charter rights, the Canadian version of the U.S.'s Bill of Rights, is being sidestepped at the whim of one single individual. Sidestepped. And is there any historical proposition more dangerous than a powerful, you know, politician revoking your rights under the pretense of necessity? Have we learned nothing since the conception of the 12 tablets and the Magna Carta? William Pitt said the necessity is a plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. Now, in our time and in the past, many Supreme Court justices have recognized that liberty is not absolute and that there are times when the exercise of one's liberty may infringe upon the liberty of another. For example, in the case of a truly deadly disease with an extraordinarily high fatality rate, Jacobson versus Massachusetts, or in the case of conscription, whereby a citizen is expected to defend and preserve the inalienable for all, Kneeler versus Lane. And these prudent restrictions were invariably designed in good faith, and that is to protect the substructure of rights, not to violate them. When courts state that emergency powers can be invoked to stop a tangible and grave threat to our way of life or to to what threatens the glue that binds our democracy, when it all should be clear that the words grave and threat represent a significantly high threshold, none of the virtuous justices who thought long and hard about these exceptionally complicated cases ever imagined that a group of thugs calling themselves representatives of the people would seek to exploit legal opinions for personal machinations at the expense of liberty. In many U.S. states, and now in Canada, politicians are invoking these powers to avoid negotiation with the people they serve. Should a democratic government violate the inviolable whenever a group of citizens protests draconian mandates? Should one individual have the power to freeze personal bank accounts or imprison you indefinitely because you asked politely not to be jabbed with an experimental vaccine? Are the dancing, flag-waving truckers a grave danger to society? Are viruses with fatality rates lower than 2% a threat to our Constitution? And if so, it would follow that our government has the right to declare an emergency over the common flu, heart disease, cancer, or a number of other ailments that cause more deaths than COVID-19. Grounded on this folly, the mayor would have the power to imprison New York taxi drivers for their incessant honking, or garnish wages from those who decide to forego new heart medications. Is that kind of a revocation in keeping with the spirit of the law? Thomas Jefferson said, "A Bill of Rights is what the people are entitled to against every government on earth, general or particular, and what no just government should refuse or rest on inference." Now, the libertarian and the Republican view of government has always rested on the precept that individuals are rational beings capable of self-expression and self-determination, best able to calculate the risk and best able to choose how to exercise their liberty, provided that they don't destroy or diminish the rights of others. So in other words, the sole purpose of government is to protect the inviolable, which exists outside the scope of influence and is rooted in the state of nature. The left likes to talk a lot about obligations, but on the issue of societal rights and obligations, there is a significant difference between the two. A right is what the government owes me, and an obligation is based on what you think I owe the government. And to force me to comply with your conception of ought and to bind me into an obligation to you requires a great deal of coercion and force. And that abstractness should be left to the rational will of the people and their representatives, not dictated to them by the whims of an individual. Justin Trudeau has no moral right to coerce millions of people to take a potentially fatal vaccine in lieu of taking their chances with a potentially fatal virus. Only arrogant fools suffering from hubris believe they're in a position to make the decision for someone else. And a democratic government should not be in the business of using its citizenry as a means to an end. We must watch this as it unfolds. We have to pay attention to it. There was. I'm sure there's been talk of sending our military over there to help enforce the government's will. And, if Biden thinks that's a smoking hot idea, go ahead and send our military north. That's fine. Just go ahead and send them away. You might not like what happens when there's nobody here. Might not like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping. Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Dateline New York, Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and other politicians who voted for the disastrous New York bail reform laws keep quoting a study that claims only 2% of defendants released under the new law got rearrested for a violent felony while their case is pending. Now, that study is technically accurate as far as it goes, but the 2% number is absolutely meaningless and a distortion of what's happening on the street. The reality is that even under the old bail laws, most defendants were released on bail or on their own recognizance, and most of them did not get rearrested for a felony offense while their case was pending. First-time misdemeanor defendants charged with DUIs or minor assaults, shoplifting, turnstile jumping, and driving with a suspended license were almost universally released without bail. First-time offenders charged with nonviolent felonies were also almost always released without bail. In fact, in June of 2019, before the new laws took effect, they did a study in Queens and found that the only 20 defendants held in city jails in Queens on Queens misdemeanor cases awaiting trial solely because they could not make bail. They had an average of 12 prior unsealed arrests, 7 prior convictions, and 3 prior bench warrants. Only 398 defendants being held on Queens cases solely because they could not bail. They had an average of 10 prior unsealed warrants, or excuse me, arrests, 6 prior convictions, 2 prior bench warrants. 95% of these defendants were being held on felonies. So the reality is that the only defendants charged with very serious crimes or with lengthy criminal records were being held on bail under the old bail laws. A study that looks at every arrest and calculates the percentage of people who get rearrested doesn't factor in that there are people in the state of New York who make a career out of crime. And these are the defendants who would have had bail set under the old law. But for many of them, under the new laws, judges simply are prohibited from setting bail at all. So in 2019, the state legislature passed the new bail law, slightly amended in 2020, that essentially replaced bail with non-monetary release. Under this program, a judge who found that the defendant was a flight risk or likely not to appear in court could release the defendant on NMR and place conditions on his release, pretrial services, pretrial supervision, passport surrender, maintain employment, you know, EIEIO. And these are essentially the defendants who would have had bail set but are now released on the new non-monetary release. When you look at it from that perspective, then you get some truly alarming results. The bail laws passed in New York have been a disaster for the state and particularly New York City. So consider this. In New York City, between July 1st, 2020, and June 30th, 2021, 26,530 people, 535 to be exact, were arrested for a felony. 69% of them, 18,239, had a prior conviction or a pending case. 4,062 of those defendants were released on non-monetary release. Of the 4,062 released on NMR, 1,737, or 43%, were rearrested while their case was pending. Quite a distance from 2%. So think about what this means. A defendant who has a prior conviction or a pending case gets arrested for a felony. A judge reviews his record and finds that he is a risk of fleeing. The judge cannot set bail and releases the defendant on non-monetary conditions. And of those, almost half of them, 43%, get rearrested while their case is pending. 43% is the real number, not 2%. The rearrest rates for defendants with pending cases or prior convictions released on NMR were 57% for home burglaries, 66% for commercial burglaries, 58% for grand larceny, and 68% for petty larceny. And these arrests, these numbers only count rearrests, not criminal activity. So New York City had 85,481 petty larceny complaints in 2021. That is a misdemeanor. There are 198 people in jail in New York City on any a misdemeanor. And nobody is saying that everybody arrested should be jailed without bail or even have bail set. But there are defendants who are easily identifiable by their criminal records and charged crimes who pose a threat to the public and should be held in jail pending trial. 49 states and the federal government allow it, so why wouldn't New York? So, the new mayor of New York, Eric Adams, he should probably stick to his new position. You cannot lower crime while these bail laws continue to force judges to release repeat offenders who they know will commit more crimes. And if you believe the 2% number, then you're an idiot. It's not real. It's not real. So, before we head into hour number three, I saw this. A suspect charged in Monday's targeted shooting of Louisville, Kentucky mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg. Not too long ago was an activist for civil rights and gun control. His name is Quintez Brown, 21. He was charged with attempted murder and four counts of wanton endangerment. He previously worked for the Louisville Courier-Journal as an intern and an editorial columnist, according to the newspaper. In December, he shared a short campaign video on Twitter announcing that he's going to run for District 5 for the Louisville Metro Council in 2022. His writing advocates for the ideals of communism, socialism, liberation, and has criticized gun-loving Republicans. As a freshman in college, he was also reportedly selected to meet former President Obama. Now, Greenberg is a Democrat, and police have not provided details about the possible motive for this shooting. The Louisville Metro Police Department responded around 10:15 a.m. after multiple shots were fired at Greenberg's campaign headquarters in Butchertown. This is the thing about anarchy. And this is the thing about Antifa and BLM. They don't have a taste for one side or the other. They want it all. They want anarchy. They want these things. I mean, this kid, this guy, Brown, he walked straight into this campaign headquarters. Probably not a gun anywhere near it. Pulled out a gun and started shooting. He had the candidate had his sweater grazed by a round. Greenberg, after this happened, he said, today's not a day for politics, but it's not lost on me that the violence of my staff and I experienced today is far too common for our city. Too many Louisville families have experienced the trauma of gun violence. Too many aren't as blessed as me. Young Mr. Brown used a Glock. He fled the building. 10 minutes later, they located a man matching his description less than a half mile away. He was found carrying a loaded 9mm magazine in his pants and taken into custody. Now, young Mr. Brown, he reportedly participated in 2020 racial justice demonstrations. In his Twitter bio, he says, we have one scientific and correct solution. Pan-Africanism, the total liberation and unification of Africa under scientific socialism. February 1, on Instagram, using the handle of Tez for Liberation, shared a post celebrating Black Radical Month and a list of names that included convicted cop killer Asada Shakur, mother of Tupac. He was for gun control. Coming up next, we get to talk to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.